dossier on Eumetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. Gregory Keene turns another page of the dossier on Eumetrius.
Unless we'd miscalculated, we thought Eumetrius would be in our hands by midnight when we headed for Victoria a little more than 2 days ago. All the signs pointed to it. Through Yachty Bloom, arrangements had been made to send a messenger for Fleur de Pont's cabin trunk at Victoria Station. About a dozen of the black market Poles Eumetrius seemed able to call upon at will had gathered at Victoria Station. They were hanging about, looking innocent, with varying degrees of success. And in our hands we held what should have been the ace of trumps. Eumetrius couldn't possibly know that we were going to be following his messengers, or that we'd moved the actual loot to Barclays Bank and stuffed his trunk with forged currencies. But while we waited at Victoria, I was thinking about Haiti. She had tried to betray Eumetrius. She'd put that unfinished note in Eustace Manley's pocket for us to find. So where was she now? I knew that sooner or later I had to see her hanged or imprisoned. But I still wanted to know, where was she?
Provided the fog doesn't extend to the country, it should be a great help if there's any pursuit. You ready, Haiti?
Yes, I'm ready.
You know, you look quite charming in slacks. You should wear them more often. I'm in good company to complete my crowning coup. Then, of course, I'm Eumetrius. It's only natural that I should be surrounded by beauty.
Yes. You're Eumetrius.
In South America, I shall try to do you credit, too. But in the meantime, you sure you know what's to happen and what you're to do?
Don't worry about me now that it's actually happening. I'm as cold as ice. You've never had cause to complain of my nerve before, have you?
Never. But once would be once too often. Now, when we go into the storage room in Shaftesbury Avenue, wait in the car till we've overpowered the attendant. That's Yachty's job, of course.
Will overpowered be all?
That depends on how welcome the attendant makes us. When I give you the signal, come in. The car will be in the back lane, of course. We could scarcely make our entrance from the front. And once we're all inside and Yachty donned the attendant's uniform, I want you to stay completely in the background.
Why don't I wait out in the car? Why drag me inside at all?
Let me know best at this moment, Haiti. The substitution of the trunk should take no more than 5 minutes. We shouldn't be at the place longer than 10 minutes altogether. Keene's men, if they're there at all, will go after the dummy trunk. We head for the south coast and our aeroplane with the loot.
There's one thing you haven't told me. Yachty is going to become the attendant. If Keene or his men are there, why won't he be recognized?
You haven't seen Yachty since midday, have you? No, of course not. You know, you'll be amazed. He now has a walrus moustache, horn-rimmed glasses, and I hate to mention this vulgar detail, Haiti, but he's taken his teeth out. I didn't know the fellow myself. You simply won't credit it.
So, the die is cast.
Very aptly spoken. It's an exhilarating thought, Haiti. In a couple of hours, we'll be 10,000 feet in the air on our way to Portugal, £1,000,000 the richer. Will you lead the way?
We seem to have everything under control here at Victoria Station, Keene. Now look, that's Paulus over there in the green radio car. Check on him, will you?
Paulus. Keene speaking. Keene speaking. Two blips if you're getting me. Over.
Right. We won't go in. There's no point.
Very good, sir.
And the messenger should be out with the porter and the trunk any minute, looking for a taxi. Ah. What's this?
Hmm? Oh, someone with a cabin trunk, but not our chap.
Oh, I see. You certain?
Yes.
You know, it's a very devil of a temptation for us to go into the cloakroom and see what's happening. Unfortunately, we're known by sight to some of these down poles.
Just a minute, Colonel. That yard chap leaning against the second entrance. That's the warning signal, yes. See that? See that, Ridgeway?
Uh-huh.
The messenger's claimed the trunk and is on his way out. Paulus, they have the trunk. Get set, they're on their way out.
Here they come. Watch it, Keane. See if you can pick the car that takes off after the messenger's taxi. That'll be Demetrius, fellas.
He's engaged a cab, fourth up on the rank. Yes, there goes the trunk in front with the driver. Messenger getting in the back. And they're moving off.
Yes. Yes, and see that drophead pulling out on the other side, Keith. Yes. Yes, that's the car. Getting into position to follow the cab.
Hello, Paulus. Keane calling. Watch the sand-colored drophead round to your left rear. It looks like the poles. And you better get going, Paulus. The cab with the messenger is on his way out. Now, watch this, Ridgeway. You're going to see Paulus work that technique of his. He's going to shadow the taxi, but keep in front of it. Yeah, there he goes. Just an ordinary cove in an ordinary-looking car. Now here comes the messenger's taxi, right behind him.
We've picked them all right, Keane. Look, get a glimpse as they go by. Look, the chaps in the sand-colored drophead, following the cab now. Well?
No, I can't say I recognize them.
And the other radio cars?
What's that? Oh, they're scattered about. Paulus radios them in as he goes. Now, we hang on for cuts and then take off, too.
Yes. Oh, look, here he comes now. Come on, cut, shake it up, hop in, will you?
Right we are, sir.
Did you see that sand-colored car, Cuts? The one that drove out after the taxi?
Radwell driving. Don't know the other bloke's name, sir. Both Yachty Blum's men.
Keane, it looks pretty good. Looks as though we've put the thing together pretty well.
Well, don't let's count our chickens yet, Colonel. Wait till we see what becomes of that messenger's taxi.
Yes, surely. I say, is it too soon to try Paulus?
Hello, Keane calling Paulus. Keane calling Paulus. Heading where?
Charing Cross Road, east. Try again, over.
We'll give you some more time, Charlie. Keep the other radio cars close to you.
Roger.
Heading Cross Road. It doesn't sound as though the messenger's heading back to the docks with that trunk.
I don't care where he heads, so long as he delivers it to Demetrius. Yes, I'm going to speed up a bit. See if we can't get within sight of that drophead.
Here we are, Haydee. Right on time. This lane runs behind the storage to which our first messenger is bringing our trunk. Is that back door open, Yachty?
Yeah.
In we go, then. And don't slam the car doors. Leave them open. You first, Yachty. You can look after the attendant. Now, stay close to me, Haydee.
I still don't know why I can't wait in the car.
Shh. In you go, Yachty. Haydee next. Now, shut the door, Yachty, but leave it slightly ajar. Wait here with Haydee till I give you the signal. Listen. Oh, the attendant has a customer. I hope he's not going to hold us up. All quiet. I'm going. All right, Charlie, get ready. I'll have a word with the man first. Ah, good evening. I'm sorry to enter through your back door, but... Yes, Charlie, now. Quickly. Get his tunic off. Now, get up there to the counter.
Yes. Is he dead?
I shouldn't think so. Hurry it up, Yachty. Come on, come on. Up to the counter. That's right. Alan, Haydee, out of sight. Move round here. Get round here by the shelves. The messenger will be here any moment. Don't move while I'm bringing the dummy trunk in. And when the messenger arrives, remember, if Keane or his men are about, I'll be standing just out of sight to Yachty's left, ready to shoot our way out if I have to. Get your gun out and lay it on the shelf under the counter, Yachty.
I don't like this much, Colonel. There's the cab, there's the drophead up the street, and there's Paulus just disappearing into the fog. What the devil is that messenger doing, delivering the trunk to a small storehouse in Shaftesbury Avenue?
Wait a minute.
Okay, Colonel, I'm going in
there. You can see what goes on at the counter from the street.
I'm not taking my eyes off that trunk. Come on, Cuts.
But what about the poles in the other car?
Well, I've this suitcase. They don't know me. I'll deposit this case and then...
Just a jiff, Major. Look down the street a bit. There comes the other messenger with someone.
Who is it? Wolf?
I'll wait till he passes under the light. Yes, it's the messenger who is waiting at the corner of Charing Cross Road and Herman Wolf. Now, what the devil are they up to?
Well, I'm going closer where I can get a better look. Yeah, this'll do. There's the attendant, and there goes the trunk over the counter. Trunk's over the counter. Here comes the second messenger.
What's going on?
The first chap's handing the trunk receipt or something over to the second.
God, chase me on, Fanny Major. Now, what are they up to? There go the poles in the sand-coloured car.
I'm watching what the second messenger's doing with that trunk receipt. Good Lord. He's redeeming the trunk. Look, there it comes back over the counter. I don't like this. I'm going in there. Cover me, Cuts. Stay here and don't take your eyes off my back.
Hold steady, Yachty. Hold steady. Let the chap at the trunk get away. Don't take any notice of Keane. We've got the trunk here. They've only taken the dummy. They'll follow that. Don't take your eyes off the messenger with the trunk. Don't watch Keane. Bend down. I scribble on that pad.
Is Keane coming in
here?
Be
quiet, Edie. Yachty, don't look up unless he speaks to you. I'll get the trunk out to the car. And if Keane comes up to you and shows any sign of recognition, make sure of him.
Is he coming in?
Yes, he's coming in.
Can you picture it? The messenger left a trunk. Another messenger appeared to take it away again immediately. While I walked off the pavement into that little shop front in Shaftesbury Avenue, and Eumetrius.
Yachty Bloom stands waiting for Keane in the next chapter of this story of suspense. Dossier on Eumetrius.